Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show. So I want to thank everybody who came out to support Katie and myself at the In the Moment Live at City Winery over the weekend. It was an amazing night and an even more amazing crowd. I was very happy to see how everybody was so willing to participate and be a part of the show. That was probably my favorite part of the night. Like people getting up, telling their stories about what they're experiencing with their significant others and then letting us make fun of them in front of everybody. It was great. And I'm super proud of Katie because, I mean, leading up to it, you know, Katie kept talking about how this was such a big moment for her. I mean, to be in this, I guess, at City Winery for her felt like a more professional environment. And mm-hmm. she was so nervous. And I told her, as soon as we go out there, something's going to happen to you. I promise. I don't know what it is, but it happens to me every time. Like, all of the anxiety goes away the moment you're on stage and the lights are on and you just turn into a different person. And I think that's exactly what Katie did. You were great. You handled it so well. I'm so proud of you. And yeah, it was an amazing night. So once again, I thank y'all for coming too as well, Kristen and Abby, and for bringing the interns. It was fun to have y'all there. That made it better. Of course, I threw in a Kristen story because I knew she was going to be there.
Sitting in the back, couldn't do nothing about it.
No mic going back that far.
I just had, and Katie even said, like, I think I heard Kristen say, oh no, all the way up here. And I was like, yes.
What was the story you told?
I basically gave the four infractions I feel like Kristen has as the four like most embarrassing situations that she has put me in since becoming a part of the Burt Show, and I forced Katie to choose which one was the worst right in front of Kristen.
Oh, yeah. I want to know at least two of these.
Well, I'll tell you all of them. She made me cry twice. And once at a BBA when we were doing BBA, and I cried in front of literally everybody. Live Like a Woman Week, getting a mammogram, putting a dress on, putting heels on. All of those were compiled into one. Inviting Landon, our BBA child, to my comedy show, and I had no idea he was there, and I certainly wouldn't have told a few of those jokes had I known. And what was the fourth one?
The pick.
Oh, Kristen remembers.
Of course. The infamous sweatpants picture that I still get DM'd about to this day was because Kristen posted it. I made Katie choose between the four.
You're welcome for that one, okay?
Thank you. It's become legend.
It has. And for the record, I did not invite BBA Kid Landon to your last stand-up gig. His mother reached out to me wondering if it was appropriate for him to attend, and I was like, yeah, sure, it'll be great.
And it wasn't.
Do you guys have a next one planned?
Not yet, but I'm thinking the end of the year. We'll try to get one more in there. We'll figure out a day. Because I'm excited. I can't wait to do it again.
And Abby, you got one on the books for Breakup Breakdown, right?
Yeah, I'm doing my first. It's going to be more of like a meet and mingle with like a side of live podcast and lots of waffles. We're getting together at five. We're getting together at Five Church and doing my first ever, like, I don't know, live person in person event. I'm so excited.
Is it safe for Landon to go to?
That one might be a little bit safer for Landon.
Where can people get info on it?
You can head to my Instagram. I have it linked in my bio.
All right, Kristen, what's up with Georgia's Moms for Change?
Yeah, Georgia Moms for Change is an organization that Cassie and I have gotten involved with, and they're all about protecting our kids. So it's our kids over politics, our kids over stance. This is a bipartisan group, and it's just about educating ourselves on different policies as far as common sense gun laws, making sure our schools are going through the proper protocols to keep our kids safe when it comes to intruder drills, and also keeping our kids' minds safe when it comes to the emotional and mental toll some of these intruder drills take on our kids. Sure. So it's all encompassing, right? And we're all about keeping that momentum going. So Cassie and I hosted a Meet the Moms play date. So we invited some of our mom friends out to Morgan Falls Playground, which is gorgeous, by the way. I'd never been there. It's right there on the Chattahoochee in Sandy Springs.
Oh, I love it. I picked it because it was a shaded play area and I can't do the sunshine anymore. I'm a vampire. And it is like, it's gorgeous. It's this like beautiful playground. And then there's a huge park behind it overlooking like the river.
Yep.
It's a hidden gem. And Georgia Moms for Change bought snacks and waters and coloring stuff for the kids and stickers. And we all sat around and talked about why it was important to us and action items. And the thing is, people will think like my vote doesn't matter, my phone call doesn't matter. And I told the story. I have a background in fundraising. So people used to be like, I can only give a dollar and that's not going to make a difference. And I said, yeah, but if 20,000 people only gave a dollar, that's $20,000. Same thing with these calls. They can take less than 2 minutes. Georgia Moms for Change will give you a script from their Instagram page. You call, you leave a voicemail, and you made an impact. And it was really cool sitting around. And actually, after everyone had left, another mom in the playground was like, is this like a mommy fun meetup? And I got to tell her about Georgia Moms for Change.
Oh, no way.
Invite her to follow the page. And it's that easy. It was literally a 60-second, two-minute conversation because I didn't want to go like in-depth politics at the playground. Just a very lighthearted conversation like, hey, we have gun owners in this group. Mm-hmm. We have Republicans and Democrats. So if you want to see your kid a little bit safer in school, that's what we're about.
So yeah, it was just awesome to have our friends and their kids and all of our kids playing together. Jimmy was so excited to see Hazel.
Oh my God, he said Hazel's name and I melted.
Bye, Hazel. Because on our way over, I'm like, we're going to see Hazel and we're going to see Ren and we're going to see Ruby and we're going to see Luca and we're going to see Theodore. We're going to see Asa. So
there's no better symbol than to have them there also for this kind of meeting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because that's our why.
Yeah.
Like the moms ask, like, what's your why? And like my why was sitting in my lap eating pirate's booty. So if you want to host your own Meet the Moms playdate, again, we keep these intimate because it's just about continuing to spread the word. You can go to Georgia Moms for Change on Instagram, click the link in their bio, sign up for their newsletter, and they'll help you host your own Meet the Moms playdate. And it was awesome. We had a great time. We sweated our balls off, but it was still so fun. It was so hot.
So while we're talking about Atlanta, Cobb County is being highlighted on Hulu right now for all the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons. So speaking of my podcast, my mom sent me this trailer. She's like, you need to get this woman on your breakup podcast because a teacher in Cobb County, he's like, saying he's the star is the wrong word, but his wife did a whole podcast about how he was like the perfect husband, but ended up getting exposed for having sex with his students. It's this awful story. She did a full podcast series about it. And now Hulu has an entire limited series about him.
It was the ideal marriage. We were soulmates. Little did I know I was married to a man who had done something so horrible that it would devastate our lives forever. I had a great marriage.
Love you so much.
Up until he was arrested, I remember walking in through the kitchen. The cops had kicked the door down, and he's just saying, it's over. It's all over.
Every single day, you look me in the eye and lied to me.
He was living a double life. I get into his email. I click on the folder that says photos.
What she found was like a trophy case.
Prostitutes, escorts, online, in person. He even cheated on me the week of our wedding. I never would have imagined the scope of what he had done.
Spencer.
Yeah, it's awful. They were college sweethearts. They broke up and then they got back together later in life. And she said for 7 years, she thought it was the perfect marriage. But obviously, there was a lot going on behind the scenes.
Dying. What's the name of the show?
It's called Betrayal, The Perfect Husband.
But of course, on Hulu right now.
On Hulu. And there's a podcast too.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.